I was 11 years old when my father died, and I remember the day very clearly, even all these decades later, because it was such a tumultuous event for the whole family. My dad suffered from depression for several years, and mostly quietly, but as it worsened, it became very apparent to everyone, and I think he felt shame for it, especially because it immobilized him, and ultimately he simply couldn't even work. He'd been working a lot, two full-time jobs for about 25 years to support a big family of eight kids. And once he stopped working, we had to get by on very little money, and his sense of failure drove him further down. In the end, he lost all hope and fell into a very dark place, and one that he would never emerge from. Without any hope, he came to regard himself as a worthless burden for the family, and seeing no end in sight, one evening he took his own life. The next morning, I remember coming home from the store and finding an LA County sheriff at the house sitting on the sofa with my mom. Having informed her that her husband had been found dead and suicide was suspected, my mom was recovering from surgery and was in her nightgown and sitting bolt upright, vacantly staring nowhere, mouth hanging open, speechless, hardly breathing. I demanded to know from the deputy, what had happened, but he simply couldn't find a way to tell me. He couldn't even look me in the eye. He looked scared, actually. I always felt sorry for that deputy, because I'm sure it must have been awful for him, too. I found my brother in the back bedroom, who informed me what had happened or what he'd heard, but he was so stunned by the news and dazed and actually not believing that it was even true. He was sure it must have been a murder. He couldn't accept that Dad would do that. I had a different reaction, and in fact, I was sort of relieved. I instantly started coming up with ideas about how we were going to get by and planning for the future. And even though I was the second youngest of the eight children, I had a special insight into what he was going through. I kind of knew that it was coming, actually. Sort of waiting for it, in fact. My mom used to confide lots of stuff to me, and we spent a lot of time together when I had some childhood medical crises, and she just trusted me anyway and knew I was very mature for my age. So she clued me in on how bad it was, and I got to see him in some horrible moments that no one else saw. The rest of the family, later that day, kind of gradually assembled at the house, and all the grieving played out for the next couple of days until the funeral. I didn't really get hit by the grief right away, but I had one 10-minute catharsis of crying at a really unexpected moment when I was talking to my brother-in-law, and he just put his hand affectionately on my back, and I just kind of melted and sobbed. But after that, I was just looking to the future. I felt like Dad's suffering was over and that he'd sacrificed himself so that we could move forward in our lives. And strangely enough, it's like I felt he'd been heroic. Many years later, my sister came across some old letters from my dad, or actually letters that my dad had written to his mother and father while he was on an odyssey across the country. He was only 17 years old, all on his own, hopping freight trains, picking up odd jobs here and there. The letters are really funny. And these letters, the once lost, later found, they surprised me in that I found his sense of humor and adventure very much like mine. So much so that now that I see what I missed out on with his early death, I would love for him to have been my friend and counselor through my own life journey. And I know we would have been good for each other.